What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Michael Money Harris, center fielder here on Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Also, we'll talk to Steve Coonan later this hour. Mike, we started the show by talking about our man, Trae Young. And I say our man because we do support his hustle. And we support everything that he's been about this season. You talked about the leadership has stepped up. He's been great on the court. It's not his fault, man, that his sidekick and Jalen Johnson is now out for the season.
Right.
And more importantly, you know, there's been some other inconsistencies. I will give DeAndre Hunter credit after the last 4 years of me banging the drum saying this is what I need. He's showing up big.
Right.
Zachary Richache had a big game last night. But the fact of the matter is Trae has done enough to be an all-star. And we will dive back into this conversation because for those who missed it, we just want you to understand, and I specifically feel like part of this is whatever perception you have of him has followed him. And he said today, what did he say on Twitter about being not selected?
Now I've been, he goes, I guess we'll call it being trade.
Trade.
No, not played or betrayed, but trade. T-R-A-E-D. Took in his first name, made it a verb. But yeah, I mean, you get into whatever it is amongst the, because we did a breakdown. We'll talk about it later. The players have his back. If you go strictly by the player vote, Trey's on the All-Star team. If you go player versus the coaches, he's on. Player versus the media, he's on. Player versus the fans, he's on. Coaches, player, the coaches, the media, and the fans aren't giving Trae the love. And the media, I don't get it. I mean, like, what, New York's got a mean on for Trae? I mean, Chipper Jones won an MVP in part
right.
Because the New York media finally said,
he's
we get it.
He's good.
He's kicking our butts. He owned it. He named one of his kids Shea for a reason. But I don't get it. There's just, we've said it. We don't get the TV juice. And look, if you have a 7-game losing streak and you're stuck in this 7-9 or 7-10 game rut or position rut we're in, then we're never going to be able to advance his brand.
No, and but how many years now have we said, I think it's going on 3, get him some help?
Right.
We've been saying that, right?
Well, I mean, there's two ways that the Hawks get better. They stay healthy.
True.
Can't do that. Or you spend money. Owner's not going to do that either. So you got the luxury tax apron. We've talked about that. And as we mentioned, as much as we kill every ownership group in town, you really have a hard time validating spending some more money if you're the Hawks at this deadline, knowing that Carl, unless you bring in, again, guys were asking earlier about Jimmy Butler. They'd never bring in Jimmy Butler because you got to give him a contract.
No.
You know, guys want all these big names.
3 years, 150 is what
right.
Jimmy wants.
And they're never going to do that because you're going to be into this luxury tax apron, and they're just not living there. And so one guy hit us up earlier in the text line before we get to the college conversation.
Sure.
He goes, so what would it take? Good question. I don't know. I don't know what the tipping point becomes for this organization where they push the chips in. Do we have to be, I mean, Mike Conti brought this up on his Twitter page just a few weeks ago. We're just a half game out of, like, 1.5 games out of the 4 seed.
We were.
You know? And now here we are
going
the other way.
Well, it looked good, and it's been fun because it's been a fun team because Trae is finding all his teammates and getting everybody involved. But the idea that he's not an all-star this year, forget about it, what you heard, forget about what it was 3 years ago. This year is a travesty.
The Eastern All-Star Reserves, and this is where Trae would have been able to make it. Somebody would go to bat for him, Carl. Jaylen Brown, Pascal Siakam, Darius Garland, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Dame Lillard, Tyler Herro.
Yeah, and we played two of those guys last night. They played a video before the game in Cleveland. Right. You're all-stars! And the place went crazy.
Right.
And it set the tone, and all of a sudden Cleveland comes out, and they jump out to a 15, 20-point lead. Ball game's over.
Right.
He's not better than Trey this year.
No.
Mobley's not better than Trey.
No.
I'm just saying. He's just
and
not.
There's two wild card positions. I mean, we always joke around. We don't know what Cade Cunningham's position is. But, you know, Pascal Siakam, you mentioned with the Pacers, he didn't want to come here. That would have been a nice piece. We were linked to him. You know, things that we missed opportunities on, I don't know. Would DeAndre Ayton have been better here in Atlanta? Mm-hmm. Would his? Because remember, he was kind of known for being soft in that final against the Bucks.
Soft.
Would he be better for a John Collins trade? Would things have changed? I don't know. That's about the only real big thing in Siakam we've been linked to the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, part of it, though, was direction, Mike. And we can get into this and talk about it all day. When you lost direction from where you were and what you knew you wanted to be,
right,
to where are we? You were in this gray area of I'm not sure what we want to be. That's when this thing got lost. What are we and what do we want to be and what kind of players do we want to go get? And that's when people accuse someone's son of getting involved and being a part of the decision-making process. You were in a gray area for about 2 years. That didn't help. So, you know, it is what it is. Look, they got Dyson Daniels. We got the picks back. We're in a much better position than we have been in the last few years. But the fact is, I think it, again, is a misjudgment by folks who say Trey's not doing enough. You're not watching. You're not paying attention.
Right. And by the way, we talked to Keith Smith yesterday. I was asking him about – I read that article. It was in the Athletics. I found the article he was talking about. They were saying it's a super top-heavy draft. He thinks there is value in the middle. But here's the problem. If the Kings, if they do move on from De'Aaron Fox, then he still thinks they can maybe get out of that 12. If it's 1-12, protected pick, we don't get it. So that's – you know, it's just – we need Sacramento to be – not great, but not terrible. And so that gives us two picks in the first. If you wanted to move up or do anything.
If they trade, when they trade De'Aaron Fox,
right,
they won't be the same team. They just won't.
Right.
And so they, I don't think they become terrible. I think they're in that land you're talking about where they're not a championship team. They're not the team that played Golden State to seven games a couple of years ago. But they're right, you know, somewhere in this mix of teams that are okay. We'll see how it shakes out. More on Trey Young, excuse me, and what he had to say about not being selected to the All-Star game coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks. Let's talk some dogs. So UGA is going to try to reshape their defensive line and revamp it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and they've got some young guys that are coming in. But, you know, Mike, I think part of my issue as we look at Georgia and the quarterback situation, and I just saw this and I said, this is what Georgia's missing, and you tell me if I'm wrong. So Arch Manning is the favorite to win the Heisman for 2025. The odds have come out, and he's sitting atop the board at plus 750.
Right.
Okay? Rising redshirt sophomore. We know he played. We know he's the top recruit of the 23, you know, high school class. But when is Georgia going to get that juice from the quarterback position? And I know they were in on Arch Manning. A lot of people thought he was going to Georgia, and I said, and then he goes to Texas. Mm-hmm. Garrett Nussmeier is second on the board. He's coming back at LSU. A lot of people saying Brian Kelly, it's playoffs or bust. He's plus 800. I just feel like this is something when we say, all right, Georgia is fine at quarterback, but we never talk about the juice going into a season. And I know we're months away,
right,
but we won't. Gunnar Stockton is not going to get the juice that Arch Manning is getting.
No, and look, I mean, the biggest thing, if you go back and look at the history of Georgia, was Justin Fields.
That's right.
And however it worked, I still think Chaney was miscast as his OC. I know you're closer to his dad, and you know somebody will tell that story, but just would love to see what he could have done here. He went and did it at Ohio State and makes it to the NFL. You know, there was Jake Eason. Remember, that was the wakey-wakey Jakey. You know, and
he was supposed to be that dude.
Right, and that was one that, you know, Mark Richt was the big thing. Matthew Stafford. You've had dudes. You know, probably the most dynamic guy that only had a season really to do it was DJ Shockley.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that super athletic difference maker who's going to get people fired up. Stetson Bennett was just better than JT Daniels, and just no one else could step up and take it. Kirby always goes with the guy who's got the reps, and now this year it's Stetson Bennett. So I know that dog fans, the only beef that you had was, like, no one's going to complain about two natties.
No.
But you want a little extra sauce here. I, I can't tell, as we said earlier, it's not a knock on Georgia, but I don't think a Georgia fan can tell me for sure that you know this team's going to kick butt when you have so much turnover on the offensive line and some other key positions.
Well, Mike, here's the other part of this. We talk about Nick Saban and his greatness. You know what also made Nick Saban great? He's got Heisman-winning quarterbacks
right
in the last decade under his belt. Multiple. That's no fluke. We can talk about him being a defensive genius and how he leads programs, but the reason why Saban won all them damn games is because he had quarterbacks that were really good, including a guy that's about to play in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I think we just kind of dismiss it like, well, we don't need that. And I saw this, and I was like, man. And by the way, we talked about it. Look, Texas and Georgia should be the two best teams in the SEC next year. We'll see how it shakes out. But that juice that Texas is going to get from Arch Manning, that is something that I think Georgia has lacked, even though they've been really good. And I don't know if Kirby doesn't care or it's just not something like they're going after these top quarterbacks. And we talked about it. You've lost top quarterbacks in our state that right. have decided to go elsewhere.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, you got Juju going out to Colorado, right? We talked about
it. Right.
I mean, these are the – and we've asked the question and we always kind of, well, you know, no, I don't know. Why doesn't Kirby get these guys? So, look, it's 2 years removed now from the Natty.
Yeah.
And I know Georgia fans are, like, chomping at the bit, but it's a question we get into when we talk about the QB. Real quick, there's a lot of stuff to dive in, a lot of lawyers and legal nonsense, which none of us are going to understand. But Friday's deadline came today for filing objections to, this is the settlement the NCAA made, $2.8 billion, which basically turns into about, what, $22 million per team to use as kind of a cap moving forward. So there's about a dozen legal challenges, a few more legal challenges were filed. The only thing, Carl, that makes this interesting, if somebody's already put a guy under contract and this court case, apparently the judge rules the other way,
yeah,
then players technically can bail and they would be free agents again. So that might spur a complete new period of transfer portal. So just something to think about. The settlement would allow schools to directly pay their athletes. NCAA, this is part of the suit where, you know, again, name, image, likeness, you can get full value. But the claims out there that future limits on how schools can give to their athletes create a new illegal cap, violating the same laws that prompted the cases to be filed. So there's all these different motions. The bottom line is we've been talking about we're going to have some degree of stability to college football.
Yeah.
Well, we have a few more things which might be challenging that stability. So stay tuned.
How long before this gets resolved?
Great question. She's scheduled a hearing on the settlement April 7th. This is the judge, Claudia Wilkin, federal judge. Her mandate to determine if the deal is fair.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reasonable and adequate for Division I athletes and their schools, so stay tuned.
So it could be resolved before the start of the season?
Could be.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Some people are saying there's another claim that says the $2.8 billion is too low. And it's also unfair because of Title IX. Because women athletes, and you know, this gets back to sports which friends and family go to, and sports which picks pack stadiums and arenas.
But the ladies are being paid now, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
If you have your own NIL deal, right?
Yeah.
So it's free market, whatever the market will allow. So anyway, stay tuned. As I said, a lot of nerdy. Do you want to go waste another half hour? Read the ESPN article. They've got some analysts to make a little more sense than I probably just made of it, so you can check it out.
Hey, man, we are going to get a chance to talk to Michael Money Harris coming up here on the show, center fielder for our Atlanta Braves. Also, as we mentioned, Steve Kuhnen will stop by this hour. Hawks lose another one, but the big discussion is all-star snub, and we'll talk to him about that. And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, more on the Super Bowl. Remember when the Eagles had 70 sacks and didn't win it? What if this defense is better?
Yeah, we were talking to Brian McFadden about that, and it's funny because there are some elements with the athleticism. I know we talked about it, Travis Kelce on his brother's podcast saying they embrace being the bad guys. We'll ask you the question, are the Chiefs the bad guys in your mind on this?
Yeah, look, I think they're
trending that way. Are you sick of the Chiefs?
Yes, I told you guys. I have Chief fatigue. I'm over it.
You're pulling for Philadelphia. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I look, if they win and they do something nobody's ever seen in a three-peat, I'd love to see it. Right. But if you're telling me right after the game, the Chiefs win another one, You are not going to be sitting in your recliner or wherever the hell you're watching the game and going, man, I'm sick of these dudes.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'm tired of them.
You just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next? I'm going to Disney World.
I'm tired of it. That's exactly what you're going to say.
A lot of folks, I think if there's a lot of charts you've seen in memes, most of the country is rooting for a meteor to strike the Super Bowl.
For both teams.
Right.
Hey, man, coming up, Michael Money Harris, center fielder for our Braves. Next. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, I keep getting stuff for Super Bowl tickets.
Oh.
You know, come to NOLA, blah, 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 the food, the fun. And I'm like, well, we did think about it earlier in the year about booking some hotels because
we're feeling good at 6-3.
Well, why wouldn't we be? And we were talking about, you know, what if we end up there? We have not. We didn't. But I keep seeing this stuff, and I'm like, man, there would have been nothing better for us to be in the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah, and just to win it down there and take over what is the freaking call it, Stinky Town?
Yeah,
and it just roll through the quarter and just do it like we do. But man, we feel good at least about the offense. Everything we've been talking about. We're waiting on Michael Money Harris, guys.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Braves young superstar here in just a bit, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. But yeah, just feeling that if you could just fix a few things on defense, it's, you know, now that Penix is established, I mean, and he is the guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a broken record from last summer, but it'll kind of be like the 2016 business model conversation all over again. Get the defense good enough with an offense that we certainly believe in, and is that going to be the winning formula, the way the Saints won a Super Bowl? You know, just get some turnovers. Maybe not the sacks, but certainly you and I and everybody out here at the bar says just please find some pass rush. Hopefully Fontenot, with the help of Ulbrich and Rock, could get it right. But the one thing I know that does, it sounds like a bunch of nonsense. Maybe it will be. If Anderson stays healthy, you know, if we can get some of these cats to, you know, to contribute, we talked about Braylon Trice, that'll almost be like a new face, like a free agent.
I agree. And then if they come in and ball, I mean, now you're getting production. I would call it unexpected or, production from some players. If we get two of those guys, Mike, that play well, it's something that, you know, you didn't expect to get. I'm not going into the season telling you, you know, Braylon's going to have 10 sacks. Right. But what if he does? Like, what? That's part of this
right.
conversation. You don't know what these guys are going to bring because we didn't get a chance to see him enough or because of the injuries at all. Either way, yeah, and we want to give a big shout-out. You were over there talking to a couple of guys, weren't
you?
We
got our crew from Cartersville, by the way. These guys, I mean, they make a lot. Talk about a captive audience. We get these guys in a car for about 90 minutes
My
every
man.
Day. And one of our guys working the night shift. So, he's like, tell Squid Billy to lighten up. So pass that along. Now, Squid Billy's at home going, who said that?
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
Yeah, he's listening right now.
You just made the list.
Yeah.
I'll find you.
He's listening. Don't worry. He heard you.
Listening, watching,
judging. Yeah.
But, yeah, appreciate you guys up there. I said one of the guys in the same golf membership as Wes Druhan.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's a nice club, man.
Right on.
I didn't mean to put your business out there, but yeah, I know.
Guys in a nice tax bracket up there.
Yeah.
But anyway, appreciate y'all coming out, man. And real quick, a couple of guys hitting us up. We're waiting on Money Harris. One of the things the guys from Cartersville were saying, that next time you talk to Alex Anthopoulos, more pitching. Well, we asked him.
We did.
He's just never going to spend that kind of loot. We spent some time yesterday on Max Scherzer getting a 15.5, right?
15 and a half, yeah.
From Toronto. And that's certainly, as I know some guys would say, look, that's a scary proposition at age 40, only played 9 games. But still, I mean, based on what we're going to roll out for that kind of price, I wish we'd kick the tires a little bit more serious.
Well, you know, to put it in context, and again, I don't know what Scherzer has left, but Charlie Morton made $20 million last year.
Correct.
Charlie Morton made $20 million.
Five, you know, a 5 1/3 or 4 2/3.
So, you know, if you're going to tell me, well, that's a little bit too rich, Charlie Morton made $20 million. You could have done that deal if you wanted to. But, we don't know the medicals, and again, they do all that extensive research, and if you're a little bit more desperate, maybe Toronto is, then you make the deal.
And I get it. Chris Sale's younger, but there were probably some baseball writers saying the same thing when we
made
the deal with Chris Sale and made the trade with the Red Sox.
No, I totally agree. Hey, man, you can hit us up. We'd love to hear from you guys. 404-726-0929 here at Twin Peaks. Coming up, we'll talk to Steve Koonin as well, Hawks CEO, and get his thoughts on what he thinks. Listen, we joke around with Steve a lot. But he is very forthcoming and honest when it comes to these kinds of things and around the league. And, you know, perception is reality, unfortunately. And I think for Trae Young, despite his performances and what he's been able to do this year, part of the perception is what Mike was mentioning when we talk about we just have not been a top four seed over the last few years and as visible as maybe we've needed to be to have people have that feeling about Trae. Right. We watch him every night. We know what he's capable of. But that was not the case when, you know, the All-Star voting came out and the reserves were announced yesterday.
But you got to be on a good team. I don't know the coaches. Carl and I were joking around about this earlier. I mean, what do the coaches not like about Trae? Because he didn't get any love from the coaches as far as their component, you know, settling these final spots. Going to play defense? The entire league doesn't play defense.
No, they don't.
I mean, Steph Curry, I mean, would you consider, I don't, maybe they consider Trae a liability. I think Trae's defense has gotten incrementally better.
It's gotten better.
Simple things like getting in the passing lanes. He's never going to be a shutdown guy. I get that. But his thing is to score. That's why bringing a guy like Dyson Daniels was instrumental in how we were feeling so good about this team just, 3 weeks ago?
Well, Dyson Daniels is what we thought DJ was going to be.
Right.
And it's taken a lot of pressure off of, which was supposed to be what DJ did, off of Trae Young on the defensive end, when you've got a guy leading the league in steals, by the way. You look at that category, Trey's leading him in assists, it's Dyson right. Daniels in steals. But, Mike, that's what we thought that was going to be. That's one of the reasons why it's worked. What he does, he doesn't necessarily do well. What he does well offensively, he right. doesn't necessarily do well. Like, there's a give and take. It's not two guys trying to do the same thing and then one guy being overrated defensively. By the way, you guys heard anything about DJ shutting people down in New Orleans?
That's a hell no.
Hell no.
Matter of fact, the only interesting news out there is rumors about Bogey, Bogdan Bogdanovich, perhaps Lakers, Heat have been mentioned, a couple other teams out there. I mean, okay, we've talked about, I hate to lose him, but as he gets older, he's not going to play more games. He's going to miss more games. We know that.
You know my Bogey?
Bogey. But the idea of bringing Brandon Ingram in here, but then you got to turn around and give him a deal, right? This gets into... There are ways. Look, you could spend some money, but there's risk involved. Yeah, there's no guarantee you'd spend that money and be better. But I can tell you this, not doing anything isn't going to get us out of where we are right now.
Yeah, you can't stay pat.
You know, no. I mean, just, we're going to stay in this 7 to 10 spot, which at some point, look, I'm not telling people how to spend their money, but eventually some people
tell them how to spend their money.
Eventually people are going to go with this. Oh, hell no. You know, but Trae, that's the thing you talked about, supporting Trae.
Yep.
Part of that is you want to get down there when things are cooking. There's nothing like being down at State Farm. Just like being at Well, Truist Park when this guy comes in. Our next guest, it was so funny because we said when Michael Money Harris comes back to Carl, I said, Carl, he's got to hit the ground running. He bats over 300 for September. He did his part in those two games against San Diego. Michael Money Harris joins Dukes and Bell.
Money, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Man, we are good, brother. Thank you for joining us. You know, we've been waving the pom-poms for you and cheering you on, man. I know last year was tough because of the injury. Talk a little bit about, you know, a little bit about coming back from that. And then why were you so hot? Did you change your approach? Did something change when you got back in the lineup?
I guess coming back, it was my first time actually having a real injury, missing that much time. I guess the year before I missed like 20-something games, but missing 2 months, that was my first time ever doing that. So mentally, I was just trying to stay strong, and it was kind of tough going out there trying to watch every game from the dugout and not be able to run out there with the guys. But, yeah, coming back, I had to make sure I focused on, I guess, mechanics and timing to get me back right and get us in position to make the playoffs. So it was just really, really working in the cage and kind of perfecting my game for when I go out there.
It is Michael Money Harris with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Man, it just seems like there were just so many injuries. We never make excuses, Mike, but it seems like just making the playoffs last year was a hell of an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the weirdest years I think a team can have. We didn't have our starting lineup since day one after Murphy went down. So it was a weird year. It was like every week a new person went down for an amount of time, and there were stretches where it wasn't even two or three games. It was just going out for a month, 2 months. So it was just weird seeing people go down each week.
Stockbridge High School stand-up, Michael Harris with us. Mike, talk about playing at home, man. I mean, you're playing in the crib. I mean, a lot of guys would love to be able to play in their home city, right, and had this opportunity, and, you know, obviously the fan base has embraced you and loves you. But is it tougher? Do you think it's a tougher situation to be on your professional team in your home city, or is it a blessing?
I feel like for me it's more of a blessing now. I feel like I play more relaxed. I know I'm at home. I feel like I'm in the backyard. I was a fan of the team, so I know what the fans are like, and I don't know, just being in Atlanta kind of make it easier for me, family, friends, you know, the whole nine. So I just feel more relaxed at home, honestly.
We were talking earlier today. There was a video. Bijan from the Falcons was asked about Michael Penix taking off his do-rag. Do you ever take off the bandana? Because that bandana business, that's like a cottage industry now.
Man.
Yeah, that's crazy. I did just see that video like 30 minutes ago, but yeah, I actually let my head breathe. I do wear a durag at night, but yeah, I definitely take it off sometimes.
You gotta let it breathe, bro. You gotta let it breathe, yeah. Michael. Who are the leaders? We hear this all the time, right? And Snit has said, you know, it's a bunch of guys. Are there specific guys in the clubhouse with this particular team that you feel like lead the way?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think there's just one specific guy. I mean, everybody kind of follows each other's actions, and when the time is needed, we have guys that step up and kind of voice their opinion and what we should do. But I guess on a daily basis, everybody's just doing their own thing. They kind of know what to already do. That's one of the things Alex tries to make sure he does when he brings in different players, just knowing that they know how to win and know how to play the game the right way. So I feel like a lot of the guys in the clubhouse just lead by example from actions instead of words.
I tell you what, it just seems like there's some good juice, like Marcell Ozuna. We always talk about when Marcell comes and talks to you or any player, you're good enough and you can make this work.
And people so, like you.
And it seems like Marcell just seems to be like that magic tonic which gets people back on track.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely the reason why I made my turnaround in 23. And, yeah, I don't know what would have happened if he never gave me that little pep talk. But he definitely gave me a lot of confidence after that, and I guess right after he gave me that talk, that's when he told me my season would start. Everything before that, we can just disregard it.
Well, it took off. We're talking to the Rookie of the Year in 2022, our center fielder for our Atlanta Braves, Michael Harris, here on Dukes and Bell. Have you talked to Profar, man? I saw you welcomed him to the squad and to the A. What do you think about the move?
I love the move. I've never talked to him, but I think it was like two weeks before he signed here. I followed him on Instagram, and he kind of followed me immediately back. So I kind of had an idea what he was thinking.
Yeah.
And I just kept quiet. So.
You know, Michael, you're good at that. You don't say too much.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next question, Money Harris. When do you think we're going to see Acuña in that lineup? What are you hearing?
Honestly, with him, you'll never know. He could probably sneak up and be ready to play tomorrow, but. Honestly, just been hearing, I guess, missing the first month. But, yeah, with him, he's such a freak athlete. And I know he wants to be able to play the full 162. So, I guess once he comes back, he doesn't want to have to miss a game. So I don't think he wants to rush it. But I know he's definitely going to be anxious to come back at some point.
We've talked so much about the lineup, and we discussed – we're not talking behind your back because we asked you about it a couple years ago. Do you feel now you can be the top of the lineup guy every day? You're comfortable in that role?
I feel like I definitely got more comfortable, I guess, towards the end of the season when everything started rolling. I kind of figured out my game plan up there. It's crazy because I usually coming up through the minors, I would be top of the lineup. 1, 2, 3, but I guess I got used to hitting ninth my rookie year and getting a lot of hittable pitches and fastball. So I kind of adjusted to it later in the season last year, taking over the one spot and kind of just figuring out what I need to do to lead the game off.
Michael, how you feel physically, man? How you feeling?
I feel good. I'm ready to go to Florida right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to know, man, because that's the key for our squad, man. And I know you know this. Getting everybody back healthy, we're going to be fine. Like, guys will hit. We just got to get guys healthy. I want to know this about how this is done or whether you – how much you go, you know, put into it. Your walkout music. Does it have to be ATL themed? Does it have to be ATL themed? What's the deal?
My whole off season is about walk up music. I'm listening to songs, trying to figure out which one I'm gonna use.
Yeah, right. Because you want to get hype, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You can't get a hit if you don't have a good song when you go up there. So
right.
The whole off season, I'm trying to find songs to put into my playlist. I have a walk up song playlist that I kind of keep them all in. And every month I have a new set of four. So. I can't do the math on that, but that's at least 20 songs in a year.
So is it your feel? Like, you get to the park that day, you're like, I'm coming out to this.
Right.
Yeah, so basically my first at bat is, it's kind of a song that sets the tone for me. The second one is like one step up. The third one is like one of my songs that, because I know it's later in the game, it's probably a clutch of situation. It's a song that gets me more hype.
Right.
And then sometimes my fourth song is either like a silly song or just whatever I'm feeling that time. Because the one time last year I had the Little Einstein's remix. So
yeah. People went nuts about that.
Right.
People were digging it.
Be kind of cool. Oh, yeah. Joe Kerbal, Carl, one day comes up to Two Live Crew or some Wu-Tang.
It's all about the feel. He just told you. He's like, he's collecting the tissue.
Yeah, Forsyth County. What is that? Hey, by the way, I didn't win your Bronco. I must have scanned that barcode 5,000 times for crying out loud.
Yeah, man.
Good job on the commercial. That was a pretty cool spot.
Thank you. You can try again this year, though. We'll be doing it again. So.
Oh,
cool.
That's awesome.
All right.
Hey, man. Michael, seriously, bro, we love that you're here, that you're in the community, that you are from. And you're repping the A the way you are. You're one of the best players in the league, man. Wish you nothing but the best as we'll be cheering you on and look forward to our next conversation, man. Spring training right around the corner, man. Good luck.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt. Michael Money Harris. Mike, this is just me. I'm not telling you that we don't need to go get players. But being healthy with Riley and that dude and
right.
Acuña – And Ozzy, like, we can hit.
Even if Ozuna, you say Ozuna, that was a one in a million. Even if Ozuna gives you 75-80% of that, you're in a good spot as a DH,
yeah,
you know?
He's gonna be
fine. Olsen has been, you know, it just, the only thing Olsen isn't is Freddie. That's the only thing. You know, I mean, and fortunately, you know, we just got to get out of that first round. This year, it was. I'll never make excuses. We always fight for championships in this city, especially when we're top 10 in payroll. But that was something just to make the playoffs because you were just destroyed by injuries.
No doubt.
But Money is such a good dude.
Oh, terrific, man. Coming up, Steve Koonin. We're going to talk about our Hawks.
Why is Trey being slighted?
That too, next. So, virtual Steve Koonin, why didn't Trey make the All-Star game?
It's a travesty. There's something wrong here in this process. Why don't they give Trey the love? Coaches, the players want him. The fans, well, most of the fans don't want him. But we've got to get Trey on the All-Star team. This is ridiculous.
Let's talk to the real Steve Koonin. That's virtual Steve Koonin, CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. Why didn't Trey make the All-Star team?
He said it. Coaches. Sons of
Steve, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm cranky.
I am cranky.
I don't understand it. I candidly believe that probably this was a task delegated to some staffer who, you know, decided that they were going to go rogue. Because he finished fourth with players, fifth with fans, sixth with media for a combined score of 5, which put him fourth behind the two starters, but ahead of Tyler Hero and Darius Garland and I guess the coaches. I don't know. Why Tyler Hero? Come on. You know, I just think that Atlanta's lack of respect is something we've got to turn around. And I think that goes in many sports.
Well, Steve, we mentioned it. I don't know if it's the Northeastern thing with the four-letter network or whatever. And we said it, you know, when you're winning, and this team just a few weeks ago was 1.5 games out of that 4 spot. We're right there, right on the cusp. And the only way we're going to get more love for Trey and then hopefully more folks to vote for him is by being better. And unfortunately, this year the injury bug is just keeping us out. And I we said it in defensive management. When you got as many injuries, it's hard to justify spending into that one of those aprons with the luxury tax this year.
Well, I mean, it's not even that. It's you got to trade healthy players.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So you got to be – I mean, I've actually been thinking about this show and what we were going to talk about all day, and normally I don't give it a minute's thought, as you can tell.
Hater. He's a natural. He's a natural, Carl. He just riffs.
But you've been thinking about it, and what did you come up with?
I just – 2 weeks ago tomorrow, Saturday, we just beat Boston. There's dancing on the plane. There's so much joy. When our starters play, I think we're like 13-3. And then these cluster injuries. And you know, I was at the game. The Jalen got hurt. It kind of looked like an innocent rebound. But as soon as he came down, he made a beeline for the locker room because he knew he was severely hurt. You know, and Bogey's been hurt, and Kobe's out for the season. Same injury, shoulder injury. Dyson missed a game. Trey, another reason he should be All-Star, has been gutting it out with an Achilles issue and a hamstring issue all year. And it just is like, we get Zachary back last night. He goes for 30. He missed 3 weeks. So I don't know what to say, fans, except, you know, we're trying and dying here, you know. Right. And what I'm hopeful is that we continue to play hard. We continue to, you know, next man up. And that, you know, hopefully there are some moves that we can make and find some dance partners and improve the team this year and keep going. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Right. I mean, we know that, you know, there's just no way to replace what Jalen Johnson brings. And to lose a piece like that, we were heartbroken. Everybody was when we saw him in the sling the other night and knowing what that means. So There are rumors. I know you can't speak specifically, but
he can shoot on it.
Well, I mean, there are. I'll just mention it, then we'll get you to comment as best you can.
Rumors take the fine, Mike.
Rumors about Bogey on the move. We can't talk about other players, including a very skinny guy from New Orleans. But Bogey, should Hawks fans anticipate something between now and the deadline?
Well, again, it takes two to tango.
Right.
So, are the phones working like a dial-a-thon? You know, but I can't guarantee you what the other guys want to do. The whole idea of trading, you know, there's a few ways that you can improve your team. Obviously, drafting is one. And we're sitting here talking about somebody in Jalen Johnson. We took 19th. And then what we did with Jalen Johnson, the most important thing we did was help develop him, which development you can do every day. Free agency. That is something that hopefully we'll be able to play with. And then there's trades, and it's, you know, systemically laid out. It ends February 6th, so the next week should be, at the worst case, interesting. And hopefully, best case, we have some news that we can share with you.
Let's hope so. Do you think our lack of national televised games has played a role in the perception? Not what we know he is, but in the perception of Trey. Do you believe that?
No. No, because the people who made the vote, the coaches, they're not watching basketball. They're working. Mm. I'll bet Quinn Snyder hasn't turned on Netflix or even knows what it is. And he's brilliant. Mm. But these guys, during the season, they're not watching other games. They're watching tape. And if they watch the tape of Trey, they see what it is.
They
I mean,
know.
My gosh.
That's how I feel.
They know. They
yeah.
know.
So what
they
the hell is Lloyd Pierce the one-man anti-Trey publicity campaign?
We're not going to start naming names and making enemies. What is wrong with you?
Well, as we said, it's not like he's Red Auerbach. If he does have any juice in the league, I'm not. These are my words, not Steve's. Steve Kunin joins us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. All right, buddy boy. So I know that the luxury tax, it's hard to get your and wrap your head around it. There's so many facets to it. But at what point does
it
take?
It's not a panacea. It's lazy. Let's not be lazy. Okay?
Well, the perception is this team's never going to spend until we're on the cusp of, I don't know, top three East. I mean, I'm just speaking for what the fans talked about the Hawks with us.
I understand, and I think this summer I will hold capology classes. We have a full department that's dedicated to it. You can't just – I mean, Steve Ballmer is the eighth richest man in the world. If it was just you could go spend and willy-nilly, he'd win every time. And last time I checked, the Clippers hadn't exactly burned up the woods.
No, it's got to be justifiable. So, that's the thing. I mean, I get it.
No,
it just
that's
seems
not
like,
even what I'm talking about. It, yeah. There literally are ways that you get into the cap. There's ways, I mean, the tax, the way you pay players. We can't trade. You have to trade of equivalent money. You can't find, you know, disparate salaries. So it's boring radio, but yes, we would unequivocally go if the opportunity exists.
Steve Kunin, Hawk CEO,
Sorry
joining
to be
us
a
here.
Bummer today.
No,
but
listen.
We want to keep things accurate and right.
Well, we I guess.
Be fair,
oh, yes, 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 we want to do
no,
that.
No, we hope to do that because we want to be sure that people know what's really going on. Look,
yeah.
I'm watching this game last night, and we lost. Okay. We're in a rut right now. But then, as the All-Star voting, you know, took place, and I'm sitting there last night, and I'm like, what the hell is the deal? And I let myself get into a little frenzy over the night, and I came in here today, and I said, you know, look, part of this is, too, and I'm not pointing the finger at our fans, but there are a lot of people in our own city who haven't bought in and believed and supported Trey the way that they should. And I said, we gotta believe in our stars as much as anybody.
I don't have evidence of that. I'm sorry.
Well, we do. Steve, I do. We do a talk show 5 hours a day. Trust me. I get the text. I get the tweets.
Let's start getting out the phone book and calling them up. Let's call their names.
If I had their numbers, I would love to do that. But I'm telling you, over the last 5 or 6 years, I've sat here on this show and heard the BS about Trey Young and what he isn't. That doesn't help our cause. That's what I'm telling you. So, you know, I'm not saying that's the only reason. That's not the only reason, but it plays.
Yeah. I hear you. I mean, I'm looking. Trust me, I've done CSI today, okay? Players fourth. 2 years ago, Trey was 12th with players.
Right.
Trey's changed his game. Trey's leading in assists. Trey's making people better. Trey's playing defense. Sands fifth. You know, now, part of it is the way they set this up, and there is a technicality. Why do you think LaMelo was number one in fan voting?
Good question. Tell us, because we've been talking about that, too.
It's easy as pie to tell you. They list the candidates by their scoring average. LaMelo has the highest guard scoring average.
So he's top of the list.
Top of the list. So right. People with the broad attention spans we have today of Goldfish right. looked at the right. top guy and voted for him. Okay? I mean, unfortunately, Trey sacrificed scoring down to 22.7 points per game, along with 12 assists per game. So he's, you know, 8 or 9 down. So he actually exceeded where he was seated. How about that for...
Right. That makes sense. You know, I mean, it's his most complete season as a Hawk. He's improved that area. We talked about the leadership, the intangibles, which obviously means nothing outside of Atlanta. I'm just glad that you're arguing with Carl and not me today. It is Steve Kuhnen with us here talking about the All-Star Weekend. So moving forward.
I don't ever want to ask our fans to do or think that our fans don't support us, because I think our fans are incredible, and I do think they support us. And I'm just saying there is a built-in skew to the right. way that this is architected. And if Trey wanted to be an All-Star, all he has to do is go for 30. He'd be the first one on there, and he'd win. By the way,
well, he can do that any night.
Yeah, but he's leading right. the league in assists, as we said.
Because we want to win.
Right.
That's right.
You need to then, as your position as CEO, then maybe we need to revisit how these things get voted on. Because there's a lot of folks in a lot of towns that are very upset about the process.
Well, I will tell you, I'm on the committees. We talk about this vociferously. But, you know, you're sitting there in Charlotte. You've got the number one vote getter, and he doesn't make the team either.
Right.
Yeah. They're not good.
I mean, you know what the NBA is thinking right now?
What's that?
Oh, goody. Everybody's talking about it.
Well, true.
Right.
But we should be talking about the
Chiefs. The refs are cheating for the Chiefs. Couldn't be better PR. Couldn't right. be better PR.
All right. Next week, Steve, we didn't have time this week. We'll argue about the commissioner's ridiculous idea of throwing it out there for a 40-minute game. But we'll save that argument for next week.
Because I actually think it's brilliant.
I do, too. I like it.
You guys are out of your freaking minds.
I like it. Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike has had a hard time adapting to change. That's why.
I fear it. I don't embrace it.
Thank you. We always appreciate you stopping by. And whatever you feel today, you have every right to, because I think Hawks fans feel that way as well. Steve, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend.
All right. Everybody be well. Take care.
With all due respect, I don't expect him to tell Hawks fans
right.
what we know. And what we know is we hear you, we talk to you, we right. see you. We know how you have felt over the last 5 years, at times, not all right. the time, at times about Trey. That doesn't help. We need to pump our guys up. That's all I'm saying.
We said it earlier. I know, guys, well, you guys were killing Trey. No, we talk about leadership. He's checking all the boxes. He's playing unselfish. He's got guys he trusts. Speaking of guys you trust, amongst other things we'll cover in the 5 o'clock hour, how about Miggy's return and the vibe yesterday at Hartsfield-Jackson?
Incredible.
Isn't that something? We haven't talked about that. That'll be part of the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and I'll say this. Name the athlete you've seen people show up at Hartsfield for, wait for his plane to land,
right.
and then cheer him on the way that they did Miggy. I haven't seen that, Mike.
Right.
I haven't seen it. So we'll get into it. That was part of what went down yesterday as he makes his return to Atlanta United. Falcon Report's on the way, guys. We got stuff to get to. We're live at Twin Peaks.
Cut us off.
And, of course, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate.